Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have. And every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today and allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time, one idea at a time, anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, family. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me, Sister Denise?
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam.
Everybody, welcome to the show. I'm your brother, Sean Ali. On behalf of Sister Denise Renee Muhammad and myself, welcome to the Health and Wellness Power Hour. And tonight, we are addressing the state of the black nation and solutions. Real, actual solutions that we can use to meet and overcome some of the problems, if not all of the problems, that we are currently being plagued by here in America. And this stems a little bit from a subject that I brought up, but the solution part, the most important part, is coming from our sister. Man, she has access to tangible, God-based solutions that has zero side effects and the best thing we can use because it comes from the very source that we use, which is plants. So our sister, man, she's been dedicated to this and is an expert, and I use that as a mild term to it too. But our sister is an expert, you know, but she has designed books specifically for the uses that go beyond what the manufacturers recommend. You know, this is very important for those that's tuned in with this, man. You know, this is the part that we've been, the solution part, you know. And with that, I'd like to bring on my partner. And let Sam let us know how we can. We lead in obesity. We lead in especially hypertension, because that is the silent killer. You don't even know you got that. But almost every man, 45% of the black women, our mothers, our sisters. So how we can overcome.
Yes, sir. You're breaking up a little bit, Brother Sean, but I heard you. Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Denise, and I'm coming on, like Brother Sean said, to address the solutions, the earth-based solutions that we can use in the books. When I wrote my books, I have in mind always, you know, what plagues our community, the black community, the most. And my first book was dealing with our mental state, depression. And then my second book was on hypertension, because we lead, especially black women, we have so much stress on us and just so much going on, and we lead in those categories. So I wanted to address those from the aromatherapy standpoint. And as you, some of you may or may not know, aromatherapy is one of the oldest CAM practices that has been around in some form for thousands of years, but it wasn't until around the 11th century when steam distillation first made made it possible to remove the essential oil from the plant. And essential oil, for those who may not know, an essential oil is the life essence, the life blood of a plant. Anything that's the essence is the soul of a thing. So it's basically, I like to say, the soul of a plant. It's oxygen for energy from the sun in liquid form. It's a vapor. It's really not an oil. So I wanted to address that first for some that may be listening, that may be new, that have never used essential oils. But essential oils have been around for thousands of years. Aromatic, they call them aromatic in the Bible. And many cultures have utilized aromatherapy for a wide range of functions. It's only new to us as Black people because we've been made other than ourselves. And we've been stripped of our culture. So it seems new to us, but it's really not new. So I wanted to start there, Brother Sean. And essential oils are, like I said, the life essence of a plant. It's the soul of the plant. And they can help, they oxygenate your blood. It helps you practice breathing properly, inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Essential oils facilitate healing. They facilitate healing. They stimulate our immune system. Aromatherapy with certain essential oils relieves stress, which we are all under stress in some form or fashion. And stress causes hypertension and depression and things of that nature. And, you know, stress is a big contributor to high blood pressure in our community. So some of the best oils for stress relief are lemon, lavender, bergamot, peppermint, vetiver, and ylang ylang. And some studies have shown that lemon oil can improve mood and reduce outbursts of anger. And you may be wondering, well, how does this work? How does it do all that? And that's the part I like, Brother Sean. When we inhale it within 22 seconds, the molecules of the from the essential oils, they reach the limbic system of our brain, which is the center. It's a system which is the seat of our emotions, and it regulates a lot of our body functions. So the fragrance from an essential oil can affect everything from your emotional state to your lifestyle.
And that's important.
And the limbic system controls everything from our emotions, our memories, our heart rate. It controls all of that. So this system is comprised of several parts that control our body function, and that's how when you inhale it, it goes through your olfactory system, hits the limbic system, and then it does, you know, what the oil is made to do. And that's the fastest way to benefit from the oil is actually inhaling it, and within 22 seconds, you're going to notice the difference.
Right, and particularly with the silent killer, the hop, and with them saying that because we are exposed to violence more than anybody, we are exposed to poverty more than anybody, we are exposed to lack of adequate medical attention. These are the contributing factors for hypertension. So just being Black in America affects 42% of the Black man, and because the Black man is being attacked, over 45% of the Black women, because they are being stuck with the children, stuck with the bills. They've been so over 45%, and that is every system that you just named. Hypertension is the one leading cause of heart failure, because it keeps your heartbeat elevated and your heart never rests, and it destroys, it just basically breaks down. And that part of your brain right there, see, when you inhale one of these oils, an instant side effect is your heartbeat slows down.
Exactly.
That when you put that blood pressure thing on your arm, that's what is monitoring how many times your heart beats a minute, and there is a too fast heartbeat.
Right. Heart arrhythmia. You know? Yes, sir.
And that's the number one cause, and I want us to understand the death from heart problems is the number one killer in America. And we leave. So it's killing us, man.
Yes, sir.
You got some specific, some 22 seconds?
Yes, sir. And one that addresses both that I wrote about in both of my books is Ylang Ylang. And the Ylang Ylang is a flower. It's a beautiful flower. And this oil helps to stave off depression and negative emotions that are associated with depression. Simply inhaling it can have immediate positive effects on your mood and act like a mild remedy for depression. And there's been research that shows it can help release negative emotions such as anger, low self-esteem, and jealousy. Ylang Ylang is also used for cardiac arrhythmia, cardiac problems, anxiety, hypertension, depression. It regulates your heartbeat. So if it was one oil that I would use for both conditions, it would be Ylang Ylang.
Wow. See,
and it has mild sedative effects. So it lowers your stress response. It helps you to relax. And so instead of using, you know, these antidepressant drugs that have, you know, absolutely no benefits and more side effects than benefit, you can use an essential oil, put it in a diffuser, or even just inhale it directly out of the bottle. And within 22 seconds, you're going to start regulating your heartbeat and you're going to feel better.
Right.
You have to, you know, get back to earth-based solutions and solutions that have been around for thousands of years. We just, you know, we got to get back to ourselves.
That is the key. It's nothing wrong with the available medical resources here, but it's not made for us.
Right.
These European Caucasian scientists that came up with these drugs, they were first and foremost trying to cure Caucasian problems.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go in there, high blood pressure, hypertension is almost a black person's disease.
Yes, sir.
See, so it affects us unlike anybody else. So if we're leading in it, that means the help that we are getting is not working. Listen,
right.
If our numbers are steadily going up, that means whatever we are trying to get is not working.
Right, exactly.
Because the numbers are going up, and the people that is being affected by are getting younger and younger and younger.
Right.
So that is what we really have to go, and I hope that audience can understand that this is not that oil that it just makes everything smell good. These are therapeutic
right.
grade. These are medicines.
Right.
These are healing qualities, healing the same things that they take and make an aspirin out of. This is that, but this is the essence of that particular plant without
right,
the side
exactly.
of you eating it. Mm-hmm. Because if you eat it, you have to use your diet. Man, sis,
the beauty of these essential oils is that you can inhale or even ingest some of them, and they do not compromise the digestive system. If you're inhaling it or diffusing it, applying it topically, you get the same benefits from an orange or a lemon or a lavender without compromising our digestive system. We don't have to work and tax our digestive system. And those of us that practice, you know, one meal a day or eating one meal every 24 to 48 hours, this, and you're having a hard time doing it, this can help, because peppermint oil goes to the satiety portion of your brain and helps you to have that feeling of fullness. So you won't want to eat, or when you do eat, you're not going to overeat. So that's just the power of these oils, that it does not compromise our digestive system.
Right. and that's control of your appetite. That's control of yourself.
Right.
That's control.
Right.
That's control. And we do everything for satiety. Everything
mm-hmm.
we do is the underlying factor is pleasure, to please ourselves. We don't
exactly.
just want to eat. We want to eat our favorite food so we can feel good about eating.
Right.
See, we don't want to just drink. We want to drink our favorite beverage.
Yes, sir.
So we can feel good about drinking. So this is where
mm-hmm.
we lose control at, because sugar is addictive.
Right.
And that's the root cause of the black person's disease, is that sugar. So when we are craving that our favorite food, and it's 9 times out of 10 a sugary food, we can control ourselves. We get to take
mm-hmm.
our power back just by smelling. That's, man.
Right. That's so, that's so simple, right?
See? And that's the beauty of it, because that pill in that 22 seconds, you just trying to get the bottle open. You're trying to get some glass of water. You got to swallow the pill. You got to wait for your
mm-hmm.
stomach to break it down. See, and then
exactly
you're killing. You're going the long way.
Right, right.
So give us
exactly.
your book. What's
yes,
the name
sir,
of your book?
The first book I did was Treat Depression Naturally, 7 Life Essences That Help You Fight Depression, and it's available on Amazon. And the other one is Overcome Hypertension Naturally, and I go into detail into the oils that help with that, the constituents. You know, it's from science. It's not a, as you say, it's not a novel.
And I
teach you how to use them, and you know, so those books are available on Amazon.
Yes, ma'am.
And if
at
anyone
time,
has any questions, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say
anyone
the same
has
thing.
Any questions, you could press 1. I'll be glad to take your question. And something else, while we wait on a question, something else that I wanted to share about essential oils and the fragrances and how they have calming effects. They will help you to overcome anxiety and depression, but also some of the oils combat infectious diseases by killing the viruses and other pathogens that cause diseases. So this, when you're using these essential oils, you're taking preventative measures so you don't end up having to go to the emergency room, you know, or having to go and get antibiotics, which is anti-life, against life.
Right.
So when you're using these essential oils
and
yeah, they
can
make,
I add on to that real?
Yes, sir.
See, it's not magic. And when you take a pill, it's everything is energy. So for the audience that listening, the pill is chemicals. The chemicals are energy, because when our body breaks apart the pill and breaks the bonds, it's releasing the energy of that pill. That's what they call the medicine. But it's all energy. It's not the chemical, or it's not the matter. It's the energy that's bonding that matter together. So depending on the material, whether it's natural or unnatural, is going to determine what type of energy you get, whether it has
right.
toxic and has side effects, or whether it's powerful with no side effects. What we
right.
get at the pharmacy, toxic and has side effects. What Sister Denise is offering is straight from God, straight, no
mm-hmm.
chaser, no cut. It is the essence of the plant. So when when those molecules are broken apart, the power that's released in that element is the natural pure power of life.
Mm.
That's
absolutely.
You can't make that. You cannot reproduce that. You have to go and extract that or else you don't have life.
Right.
You got something.
Right.
So that's yeah. how these medicines work, and we are there.
Yes, and they're alive. There is life. It's alive. Whereas the herbs, you have to pick them. You gotta have to dry them. You know, and so by the time they still have some value to it, but they're not as potent and powerful as the actual oil, the essential oil, because it's life. It's alive.
Yes, ma'am. And that's what we are. Alive.
Right.
An antibiotic is dead. It's anti-against bio-life. So we're not eating a live element. You're eating something that's designed to take away from life. So
right. Yes, sir.
That's what Sister Denise is offering, solutions.
Absolutely. Let's see if we have any questions. No questions, but that's what we have. We're offering life, so we can extend our lives. And can you hear me, Brother Sean?
All right. Are we ready to go on?
So my books again are available on Amazon, and that's what we're offering as solutions to help us, because what we've been using from up until this point is not working, because we're all still dying from heart attacks, hypertension, you know, depression or whatever, being obese. We have pretty much essential oils that address every problem that we face in our community.
Yes, ma'am. And you can't, that's real, that's God. This is how we were healing ourselves before we were brought here. And if we don't return back to that, we will never be healthy like we were before we were brought here.
Exactly.
So the choice is everybody. Everybody has to make their own. We are trying to say we have tangible solutions. It's almost a one thing fix all.
Right.
But it's real. And it's that simple. Yes, it is that health, wellness, abundance, it's that easy. We just have to choose it.
Exactly.
That's it. We just have to choose it. And if we choose it, let's go. Let's go, family.
Let's
get it.
Let's live.
That's right. But we need the tools.
Let's live.
We need the tools
Absolutely.
Of life. To live. These are solutions. God.
Absolutely. Straight from God. Straight from the source.
She can't get no better than that, man.
Right.
this is our Sister Denise for the audience. She's the expert, man. I go to her for this. You know, and every time she tells me something, it's an eye opener and it's new information. And it's science. It's just not, it's scientific information. It's knowledge. It's power, because knowledge is power when we can use it. I'm just saying, this is why we made the show around her, because these are the solutions. We can take it or let it go. But this is the real life solutions right here.
Yes, sir. Well, with that being said, our show is abbreviated tonight because our brother has an interview on, what is it, Clean Glass Productions. And
yes,
we're
going
to go, we're going to end the show early tonight and go join him on that show. Do you have the number? You can announce it to the listeners.
It's 657-383-1420. 657.
383-1420. Yes, sir. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And those of you that watch this on the replay, we appreciate you as well. I'm your sister, Denise, and we have our brother, Brother Sean. And we're going to close out peace and blessings of life. As-salamu alaykum.
Peace and blessings of life. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam.